Sarah was born February 11, 1964, in Sandpoint, Idaho, then a town of fewer than 5,000 people, almost all of them Caucasian, about 50 miles from the Canadian border. Her father, Chuck Heath, grew up there. In Going Rogue, Sarah describes his childhood as painful and lonely. Chuck's father, Orville Wayne Charlie Heath, earned a living taking photographs of boxers and wrestlers in Los Angeles. In 1948, when Chuck was 10, his father abandoned photography, uprooted the family to Idaho, and opened a fishing lure shop, while his wife, a Christian Scientist, taught school. Sarah writes, "Dad doesn't talk much about his childhood." This is peculiar because in Wasilla, Chuck Heath is known as a raconteur. Why no stories of growing up in northern Idaho in the 1950s? Sarah doesn't say, but Going Rogue contains this striking passage. "Through the years, I heard enough muffled conversations between my mom and dad to know that his parents' acceptance of pain must have translated beyond the physical." What can a reader make of that? Or of this? Sports and the outdoors were Dad's passion, but his parents thought they were a waste of time. Chuck's father, a sports photographer who left L.A. to sell fishing lures in an area of the United States where hunting and fishing were almost sacred parts of communal life, thought sports and the outdoors were a waste of time? Whatever the case, as a teenager, unable to tolerate what Sarah calls his family's brokenness, Chuck moved out. "He went from couch to couch," Sarah writes, "staying with different families, and was virtually adopted by a classmate's kind family, the Moonies." The adoption may have been more than virtual. A 1992 obituary of 80-year-old Dorothy Mooney of Sandpoint lists among her survivors an adopted son, Chuck Heath, of Wasilla, Alaska. Sarah's mother, Sally Sheeran, grew up, less traumatically it appears, in Richland, Washington. Sally's father worked at the nearby Hanford nuclear plant. Chuck and Sally met at Columbia Basin, a junior college in Pasco, Washington. They married in 1961. Chuck began to teach school in Sandpoint. Chuck Jr. was followed by Heather the next year, and by Sarah a year later. Molly arrived 2 years after Sarah. Sarah was 3 months old when the family moved to Skagway, a historic gold mining town in southeastern Alaska. After 5 years, they moved to south-central Alaska, living in Eagle River, just north of Anchorage, for 2 years before settling in Wasilla in 1972, when the town's population was less than 500. Chuck taught at Iditarod Elementary School. Sally found part-time clerical work. She also left the Roman Catholic Church and joined the Assembly of God, soon becoming a committed evangelical. Paul Riley, the founding pastor of the Wasilla Assembly of God Church, remembers Sarah first attending services when she was in second grade. In addition, she became active in a church program for girls called Missionettes. By the time she was 12, Riley says, she began to have a strong desire for the Lord. The major event of Sarah's childhood occurred that summer, the summer of 1976. Immersing themselves, or being immersed, in the waters of a nearby lake, she and her mother were baptized together by Pastor Riley. "Sarah loved the Lord with all her heart," Riley says, adding, "I know that she did receive an experience of the Holy Spirit and that she received a calling on her life."